Amud Aleph, starting Bezer Hashem, the seventh Perek. Asecher as apoyalim, a person hayet poyalim, va'oma lahem lahashkim ulahariv. He told them that they should come before the Netzach Hameh, and they should leave after the Shkia. Mokem, to stay after the Shkia. They should come earlier, they should come before the Netzach Hameh, they should come after the Alois, they should be there ready to work, and they should stay after the Shkia. That's how the Ravid says in the Shita Mekabet says. Mokam shenogu shaloi lahashkim v'shaloi lahariv. If the minig amokim is you're not mashkim and you're not mariv, that means they work from the night till the shkia. Eine rashoi l'choifon. You can't force them to come earlier or to stay later. Mokim shenogu lozain yozain. The minig amokim is to give mezainis, you give mezainis. Lesapek b'mesike yesapek. The minig is to give lift on during the meals, so you give lift on. Hakel keminik amedine. So we assume that the conditions that the poilim will have when they work, the types of meals, it's totally in the minhag Medina. Ma'ase b'Rabbi Yochanan b'Maaseh shama levnoit tzeis chaylono poilim. He told him to hire poilim. Holach uposak lehem mezainis, and he told them that when you work for us, you're going to get mezainis also. Uvshebo eitz aloviv. When he came back to his father and he told him the conditions that he had made with the poyalim, Amalei b'niya filim ato isalem kisudu shloime b'shaitoi lo yatsosi yidei chevoscho imoem shehim b'nei Abram Yitzchak v'Yakev. We'll see later in the Gemara that the Suda of Avram was more choshev than the Suda of Shloime Melech b'shaitoi. So if you told them you're going to give them mezainis, it would seem that you are maskim to give them mezainis which are proper for Bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yakev, which is mamish very much. Ela achela yaschilu b'molochem, before they start working, tzei v'amor lahem, go back to them and tell them, Amanashen lochem alai ala pas v'kitnius belvat. That not a loshen stomach of mezainis, which could be mashme mezainis oroi lochem, ala pas v'kitnius belvat. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oima lohe etzorech loima, it's not necessary to tell them be mefaret pas v'kitnius, Hakel keminig Medina, and since the minig Medina is not to give such large sudas, is memele, it's understood that that is pshat in the hischaivis of the seich of the payalim. A seich as a payalim, eine yochel achayfon, b'gmora porich pshite. It's poshit, it can't be kai for them. To force them that they should come earlier, to come before the nates and to leave after the shki, it's poshut. Mesike liftam b'shate beis malchusoi the melech v'hed yitabe. So the Mishnah says that Philo, when he was a melech, he also did not give such large sudas as Avraham Avinu gave. Shemin Avram Yitzchak v'Yakev v'Sudosi shal Avram G'dayla mishal Shloim k'd Mefarish b'Gemara. Ad shalei yischilu b'mloche de'en kan ala dvorim. That means the while before they start it was only dvorim and dvorim ein b'em mishum b'chusare yamone. It could be chayzeh from dvorim. Yilu mishischilu leisuch alach, so then we say that the Ascholas HaMalachim makes already a shibut to what was spoken out before. So let us just see the Gemara Pshita. It's poshut that he can't be kaifet them. Einei rashoi lekaifem, heiche teisha should be able to be kaifet them. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha de tofalo agrayu. He gave them more than the normal schiris. So memele, ma de teima omalohu, why did I give you more than the normal schiris? Adaita, the mekadmisu mechashchisu badoi. Why gave you? Some say I'm not a mashiganer. So I gave you more schiris, so you should understand that's pshat of the riboy schiris is because you should work longer. Kamash Malon, the Omrule, they can say, Hi, the Tofer Slon, Adaita, Davdina, Lacha, Avidita, Shapirta. No, you gave us more money. We got the message. It means we should do a better job. That means the work should be on a higher caliber. It's a very interesting, the Yalkut Biurim brings down from the Kelo Remaz, that the Mishnah says, Mokem, Shenoagu shaloi lahashkim v'shaloi lahariv. There was a mocking that the minig was no one goes to work before the night, and no one works after the shkia. That was the minig amokim. Einei rashoi lechayfa. But what if there's no, what if it's a mocking, there's no minig boru, other people do? He says, then money speaks. Then he comes with a tiny taket. I gave you more money, so the more money that's shot, you should work longer hours. You should work more hours. But if it's a mokim shenoagu, that's a klore minik shaloi lahashkim, v'shaloi laharik. No one does this. So then, since you did not speak out that that's what you want, so you cannot be kai for them. Let us see, Taisvis Hasoichas Apoilim Omalem Lahashkim Alarif, Perish Ri, Bishesochron Stoma. Bishastas Chiris, he didn't speak at any conditions. But Omalem, Acha Sheiskiron, after he hired them, Lahashkim Alarif. Then he told them that I want you to come earlier. Avalim Histem, Ikora, Kerlefi, Tanoi. Omar Reish Lakish, so Reish Lakish said, Poyo, Bichnisosoi, Mishaloi, Pitsiosoi, Mishel Balabais. Now, there's a machlekes, Rishonim, Pshat, what this means. Poyo, I'd just like to mention Rabbi Zalman and Huchas Krishme, Perek Aleph, Eistes. This is what, so we'll understand more or less Shitas Rashi. Taisus is Chaylik on this. Well, Kaponim is Mevayo Shitas Rashi. So Rabbi Zalman says, Ike Chesh Ben Hayoim Hu Mehoneitz Ad Hashkiye. That is the day. Vizel Ike Hayoim. It's yoim from before, but the Iker Hayoim is from the Neitz till the Shkia, Olachim. The Indian avoides Apoyel. Apoyel has to work, theoretically, a Schir Yoim, so Echlavid Rak Iker Hayoim. So he has to work, which is from the nights till the shkia. That is this man why he has to work. So now let us, if we know this already, now let us see. We'll see. So, mishaloi, bitziyosai mishel balabayis. So, Bichnisosai, Rashi says, La'ir. Now, Bichnisosai, La'ir means when he finishes his job. Rashi doesn't say, Knisosai, La'beisai. Bichnisosai, La'ir, that means when he's going, he's leaving the Sode and he's going to the Ir. That means when he's finishing his job, Mishaloi Tzorich Levater Mishaloi Eitzel Balabais. That means that he has to be Mevater and stay there longer than theoretically he should be working. Ulahachshich Etzloi. He stays by the Balabos till Tzaisa Kichel. That means theoretically he should only work to the Shkia. Afal Pikein Bechnisosa. He leaves the job on his own time. That means from the Shkia already, it's his time. He shouldn't be working anymore. Bechnisosai Mishaloi. He leaves the job, Mishaloi, on his own time. That means, Tzorich Levater, let's see what Rashi says, Tzorich Levater Mishaloi. He should be Mevater on his man. That means really the working's man is still the Shkia. Tzorich Levater Mishaloi Eitzel Balabais. He should be Mevater from his time to be by the Balabos, to work for the Balabos, or Lahach Shechetzloi, to be there till Tzaisa Kechol. We're going to learn this out from a Pasuk. So this is a Vito. This is not Al Picheshben. This man, Avoide, is still the Shkia, but Tzorich Levater Mishaloi. That's Bechnisosai Mishaloi. Bitziyosai, but when he goes out to work, Lemelachtoi Baboiker, that's Mishel Abai, Mishel Balabai. Then he goes out on the Balabos's time. That means he doesn't have to, that means if work starts from the Neitzachame, so he goes to work the Neitzachame. That means it doesn't have to be Magdim on his time. Michel Balabais ain't zorich lahagdim elim aneitzachama. So Yitziyosai lemelachtoi is Michel Balabais. That's when the time which is allotted to the Balabos. That's when the Balabos, then we're supposed to be working, so then he goes to work by the night. That's working time. And but he leaves the job, he's mevata, and he stays by the Balabos till Tzaisa Kechon. And then he leaves. Shenema, and Rish Lakish brings a Pasuk. Now, the beginning of the Pasuk is speaking about the Chayes. Tizrach HaShemesh Yeyoseifon. When the sun comes out, so the Chayes go back. Well, Meinoisam Yirbotsu. They go back to their dwellings. That means, and we'll see it. But it says before, Toshes Choshev V'Eloi L'Boi Sirmois Kol Chai Sayor. That means that at night the Chayis go out from their hiding places. And the Roimesh, but Tizrach HaShemesh, when the sun comes out, Yeyoseifun, then they go back to their dwellings, Velmoinoisam Yerbotsum, and then this man of Zrichas HaShemesh, Yeitzei Odom Lefoloi, that means by the Neitzachamo, that's when the person goes out to work, V'lavidosoi Adayorev, and he works till night. So that's Rish Lakish's Shtik Torah. So Rish Lakish said, in reality, the Ikya Yoim is from the Neit till the Shkia. So he only should have to work from the Neit till the Shkia. But he's a Mevata, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Rabbi Sultan is a Cheshbin for the Svita. But he's a Mevata on his time, and he stays till Tzaisa Kechot. Mavidosei Adayor. So the Gemara asks, "V'lechzi heichi noig nehigi." Let us see what the minig of the payalim are. And Chakert, the Rishami brings down that a minig is oikar halacha. You can't bring psukim over here. Whatever the minig of the payalim are, that's how they should work. So why is Reish Lakish bringing a posik? So the Gemara says, Bi'ir Chadosha, we're speaking about a new city that was built, and there's no Kviyas Dekeminig in this city, so if there's no Kviyas Dekeminig, so then we go with the guidelines of the Psukim. Like the Gemara, it's a new city, but Venevzi Mehechi Ka'osu, but let's see the workers who are coming. Let us see what their minig was. I mean, these are workers who are coming now to the new city, but L'chayre, the guidelines for this Mane Avoida should be from the way these workers were Nohuk till now. So the Gemara answers, Binikutoi. Let's see Rashi. Ye Yosefun Achayis. Dilel min eksiv toshes chayshech viloil, boi sil meis kol chay sayo, tizrach ha-shemesh ye yosef, besomach lai, after, and tizrach ha-shemesh ye yosef, besomach lai, yeitzei odom lefoloi, vlavidosoi adai orev, ad shetefsha. And he stays till ad shetefsha. And that Rashi learns is a vito, he stays overtime. Frag die Gemorre, belech sie heichi nehigi beir. Vaha keul keminig amedine. And the guidelines should be the way the minig is. Und der Reish Lakish mei, so what if Shad Reish Lakish is telling us a posig? A posig is not applicable if we have guidelines from the minig amedine, then we say that the schiris is according to what the minig is. Mother says, Ichadosh. So Moses says, let's see, Al Kaponim, the workers, what they're coming from a different place, what was their minig then? There. So Moses says, Binikutoi, Shinislaktu min Kaimai Sarbe. They come from a lot of places. Viesh Mokin, Shemakdimim. Other places, their minig was that they started working from Aloysa Shach. V'yesh mokim shemachashchem, other places they stayed till Tzaysak Echom. V'leko le'mismach, but we don't have a clear-cut minig on how to feel zech, because each person has a different mesoira. So we can't be machlit, api, but each person, which the b'kaim is for each person came, then, so in such a mokim where there's no minig kavua, then we go the way the Pasuk tells us how the Seder Avoda should be. Or a second akim, they could be speaking about an Ir Yishone, which is a minig kavua, but if the Bailim spoke out that I want to hire you, the Poyo de Reise, I don't want to hire you the way the Minig HaMokim is. I want to hire you the way the Pasuk says, the way the Seder HaVodah should be. So then, that's what Reish Lakish is telling us. The Pasuk tells us the Seder, that the work is from Nate to Tzeisa Kechovim. But that Rashi says is a vitur from the Shkia till Tzeisa Kechom Tzoich Levata Mishaloi. That's what the Mishal Zalman says. Rashi says the Ikas Man Avoida is from the Nates till the Shkia. Let us see Tosfos. Poyo Bichnisosoi Mishaloi. So Tosfos says Bichnisosoi Lebeisoi Min HaMeloch. Tosfos learned that the Gemara is speaking about the Zman HaNesiyah. That means not the Gemara speaking about the Zman, how long he has to, the Zman of the Avoda. No, the Zman, the traveling to work and from the work, that's what the Gemara is speaking about. Bichnisosoi lebeisoi min hamelochet. That means this man hanesiyah to his house from the word. Mishaloi, Bisho Shehi Shaloi. That means the traveling time is on his time. Dahainu Acha Yitzias Akechavim, Lefi Shechazore Labais, Eine Litzorech Balabais. Now we'll see Taisvis holds, Taisvis is Chaylik on Rashi, Taisvis holds the Zman Malach is from the Nates to Tzeis Akechavim. That's the Zman Malach, not the way Rashi says. So, one, from the Nates to Tzeis Akechavim. What? One? Sure. Tzeis Kehom is Laila. No, Rashi, no. Rashi learns that the Posik is speaking about this man HaAvoideh, not this man HaNesiyah. This man HaAvoideh, Zutrabis Zalman, theoretically, is from the Neitz to the Shkiyah, but the Poyel should be Mevata and stay till Tzeis Kehom. That's what the Posik is speaking about. Taisvis learns this mana avoide is from the nate to teisakechom. That's this mana avoide. And the pasuk is speaking about, but in the traveling time, who, and whose time does this have to be? The traveling time, who, and whose time does this have to be? So the Rish Lakish is speaking about not on this mana avoide, Rish Lakish is speaking about and this man knisosoi lebeisoi, which means this man hanesiyah, he travels to his house. Who and whose time is this? So that's Rish Lakish said that the perish beknisosoi lebeisoi minamaloche mishaloi misho shehi shaloi ena achi yitzis kechobet. Lefi shechazore lebayis, going back home, ene litzoyrech balabayis, this is not for the balabos, this is for himself. Lechach ein loy lehisbato, bishvil achazore, she'eno mimleches balabayis. That means he has no right to be mevato, mimleches balabayis, when he's doing something which is not for the balabos. That means he can't take away from the balabos's time for his own tzrochim. So memele, if this man of malacha is till tzeis akechom, that's his man of malacha. So now he has to go home. That's your tzorech. So don't take away for your tzrochim mizman habalabais. So forget, after this man avodah is finished, then you leave. But when he goes out, to work, Michel Balabais, then this man of Yitzhak to work, that is on the Balabas's time. Why? This man Hamaloche theoretically work starts Mihanet at Saisakichov. That's this man Hamaloche. Uloy Mehamuda Shach. Not me amuda shach. It's a mash bepeh kamalam amamune. This nan, the Gemara says over there, heye kolam mizrach. Heye kolam mizrach is before the nates. V'yotzu kol ha'om lisker pa'alim. So then the employers went out to find workers to hire. That means when heye kolam mizrach, so no one was up to working yet, then the employees looked for workers to work. So that's at this man amalocha. Mash mishloi nichnosim lamlocha at honetz. V'chein mash mebereish psochem. The kama osam. The Gemara says, the osa lasis malocha meyanetz be'arvei psochem. That the mokim shenogu lelasis malocha be'ere pesach. So the isa malocha starts from the net. Va'amai. And why does the minig not ask earlier than the nate? Because that's this man that you start working. So before the nate is not this man malach. But aval gav the beezra ksiv gavi binyan beis amigdash yoisim aloisa shachar. They started working from aloisa shachar. How was out covered by Samigdash? He wanted the Beis Hamikdash to be built as soon as possible. Avol shal pay alim lehoyu yoytzim lemloche alameyanei milach. But all other pay alim, not only that they didn't start working from the neit, no lehoyu yoytzim lemloche alameyanei. The nesiya to the meloche started with the neit. Why veilach? That means, why I'm going to work for you. So the nesiya to work, this is a chelik. I'm going for you. This is letzoyrech you. So memela, this goes in this man meloche. Shalichei letzoyrech balabayis. Shalichei letzoyrech balabayis. So Mamela, so let's just go back to the Lashon of Reish Lakish according to Tosfos. Poyel Pikni Sosai, this man Hanesiyah, that he leaves work and goes to his house, that's Mishaloi, this on his own time, because he's doing this for himself. This has nothing to do with his job. Now he wants to go home, fine. So go home on your time, not on the Balabos's time. But Bitziyosai, but when he leaves to work, Michel Balabayis, so this is on the Balabos's time, because since this is Litzayrech HaBalabayis, so this starts when the, this man of the Avodah for the Balabayis. Yeah. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. Now, so now, V'afalp, now Tosfos has a shtickle problem, even though, the way I'm saying pshat, so knisosai means when he's leaving the job. Yitziyosai means when he's going out of the job. So l'cheira the seder is fakert. You start, first you go out, and then you go back. So, the Lechayot Tzabisal Modne, Kein Derech HaGemore. That's the Steiger of the Gemore. The Gemore sometimes mentions the last thing first. Kehi da Omar Rav Yehuda, Lo'ilam Yichnas Odom Bechitoi, V'yeitzei Bechitoi. Now there, Rav Yehuda speaking about a person is going on a Derech, so he should enter the city when it's still light. She go out in the morning when it's still light. So Lechayre, theoretically, Rav Yehuda sort of started with Yeitze Bechitoi V'Yichnas Bechitoi. But it seems that's the Derech HaGemore sometimes to start off with the last thing and go back to the beginning. Uba'oisen Pasin, Avon Odom, Metapes V'Oile, Metapes V'Oire. Now let us just say 1 minute what the Gemara is speaking about. The Gemara is speaking about that there were boires that were used for the Eilei Regolem, that they were in the middle of a mokim of a hilach harabim, but they needed, there was mayim in these boires, they needed to drink water. So these boires were, so there was a problem. So let's say Shabbos, they're going Shabbos and the water is in a boir, which is a Rishus HaYochid, to take it out for the behemoth would be taking out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRam. So there was a heter of Pasi Birois. So they made around the boir Pasi Birois, there were, let's say in the corners, there were four mechitzes around the boir, and this area that was mukif by these mechitzes was only in the corners, the four corners, so this made it into a Rishus HaYochid, and so it's called the taking out water from the boir, which is a Rishus HaYochid, the same on the Pasi Birois, which also gave it a din of a rishus hayochid, and therefore they were permitted to take the water out of the boil into the surrounding area because of the heter apasi beroitz. So the Gemara says, this heter that they were makel with pasi beroitz to give the surrounding area a shem rishus hayochid is only to give a behemoth to drink. Avul Adam, but a person, if a person wants to drink, they were not soimach on this heter. Adam metapis voila metapis fiyared. A person goes out of the bird and goes into the bird to drink. That means they were not makel that you could take out water into the surrounding area. No, he went into the bird, went out of the bird. But the lashon of the Gemara is, metapis voila metapis v'yerit, he goes out of the bayir and in the bayir. So l'chayre, the seder is fakel, but that's sometimes, that's the derech of the lashon haGemara. So we see that sometimes we start off, we go mi'am v'uchar ala mukdem. So that's pshat over here also, b'knisose means the mukdem by the end of the day, siyose means by the beginning of the day. Nishkefel. Ba'avogav the shas hachnosas poilim the reish perik shuma yisoymem haynu shas hachnosas poilim l'malochit. The hachnosas poilim means when they go out to malochit il mukachosam. Chem beper kolonish boim machnas loy poyalim amoytsu loy poyalim. So there it seems hachnosa means when they start working and moytsu loy poyalim means when they finish working. Hosam loshen achnosa vaitzoha, but that's a different loshen achnosa naitzo. So there we're magdem achnosa to aitzo. But knise and yitzie here we're magdem the knise, which means leaving, and the yitzie means going out. Daina knise lebeise v'yitzie mi beise. Operis masme bebreishis rabe. From the Medrash, it would seem that the Knisa means going back for work, even though there the Medrash says a Loshen Hachnos. He came in Hasod Be'erot. Tanin and Tam and Aseches Pelim. Posikim am lahashkim lahar. Omer amon bebokim shein minik nai bezn hu shetehei hoitzo mishel balabayis. Omer amon bebokim shein minik about a place where there's no minik the nai bezn hu shetehei hoitzo mishel balabayis. That means when you leave the work. So, he saw Michel Balabayis, Vachnose Michel Balabayis, Vachnose Michel Poyale. So Haitso Michel Ba, when you go out to work, that's on the Balabos's time. Achnosa Michel Poyo, Minaim Dhsiva Vaidose Ade Orev, and he works till the night and then he goes back on his own time. So that's what the Medrash says. That's Vamokim Shein Minik. Vamokim Shein Minik, my Beznu Shite Haitso Michel Balabayis. You go out to work, Michel Balabayis, Vachnosa, Michel Payalim, you go from work, and that's the Poylim's, it's all Michel Balabayis, and I'm simply so shemesh ye seifed, mikam vilach ye tzi odom lefoloi. So it's all Michel Balabayis, Vachnosa, Michel Poylim, inayim, siva vidosi adeo. The same perish bekunteris, Rashi also learns like that, knise means when you're leaving the work, and yitzia means when you go out to work. Ela shepirish, the Barashi says, b'chnisosai Mishaloi, Mevata Mishaloi, is Mevata in his own Zman, Shainahoi Lachadach at Seisa Kechobim, O Mashis Gebita, Einir Larisha, Einir Mevata Klub. So that, Rabbi Zalman says, that's the Machloikis, Rashi in Taisis. Rashi learns this man Malacha is till the Shkia. So Memele, so that what he works till Seisa Kechobim, that is a Vitter of the Poyo. And Taisvis learns that Fakelt, that is this man Malochet, that's not a Vitter in Gansen. And the Achnosa means after he finishes working, he travels home on his own time. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, Beknisosoi Limlachtoi. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel learns a different pshat. Beknisosoi Limlachtoi, Noisein Mishaloi Lebalabais. When he goes to work, he goes early. Umemaya Lotseis Koidamanais. That he goes, Bamishtap, Knisose means, upon him the Seder will be the Knisa before the Yitzhiyah, but let us see the Bein Chanama. Beknisose Lemelachtai Noisein Mishaloi Lebalabais. That even though the job starts from the night, but a poyel leaves before that. Really, this man to go out is from the night. But the poyel, see in a minute, a poyel goes out earlier. V'yotze me'alois ha'shachar. That means he goes out earlier. U'lochein. And therefore, since he leaves earlier, theoretically he should leave from the Neitzachamim. But a poyel leaves earlier to be there by the Neitzachamim. Lochein b'tziyose me'melachtoi. When he leaves the work, Michel balabayis. So he leaves earlier also. He leaves before Tzeisakechom. Shigile beisoy at Tzeisakechom. Bezel Michel balabais. Shreidinay hoya at Tzeisakechom. K'may shemevi min haposik. I could say it's from the posik. Fine. Ukemash melon Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish said. Sheshinu ha'oilom min hogom midina posik shemevi, lekayim hoda oma la'oilom yichnes odom bechitoi. So, the Rabbeinu Chananel learned pshat in Reish Lakish that be'emison, the posik says, tizrach ha'shemesh yetzei odom lepo'oloi. Really, by the night, you should go out to work. You should work till Tzeisakechom. That's what the Pasuk says. But Reish Lakish says, the Poyelim don't do that. The Poyelim don't do that. Poyel b'knisosoi mishaloi. The Poyel goes out from Alois HaShachar. The Poyel goes out from Alois HaShachar b'knisosoi mishaloi. He goes out in his own time. And Bitsiyose Michel Balabais, and he leaves early. That means the poyel does different than the posik. Why does the poyel do different than the posik? Because he wants to come home by Tzeisek Yechovim, as Loilam Yetzon Mechitoy, that he should not have to travel at night. So the Shlokish is not telling us pshat and posik. The posik says punfakelt, but the Shlokish is saying, what the minik apayalim are, that means they make up, they want to leave early from the night, in order they should not have to travel when it's dark. So in order to make up from this time, so they leave early from Alois HaShachar. That's how the Rabbeinu Chananel says pshat. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, so the knis is before the yitzir, poel b'knisose mishaloi, he leaves from Amud HaShachar, Bitsiyose Michel Balabayas, and he leaves early today. And his time, today, that when he leaves early from, he takes off from the Balabos' time. Tamashmalon, now let's again see the Loshan of Tosis. Tamashmalon, so Rishlokish, Sheshinu, Tamashmalon Rishlokish, Sheshinu Ha'ilam in Hogam, Midina Posse. Maybe, okay, Madame Malone, we give this on Bachita. Okay, she came Ashma the British Sabbath. Adrabe, some Ashma Kipelish come. Boyd Koshla Perusha. The my Polish, so the way Tysis learned, the Rishlokish said Pshat and Posik, but the Posik is telling us. And then the Gemara asks, what do you tell me, Psukim? Let's see what the meaning is. But according to the Rabbeinu Hanano, the Mai Porech, the Lechzi Heichi Nehigi, Hore Shlokish Le Osa Le Meimah She Tzorich Lasish Kein. The Shlokish never said you have to do like this. Ela Osa Lashmina Loma Shino Payalim in Hogim I Payal De Reis. The Shlokish is saying a Shtik Teire, that the Payalim Le Meisa were Mishane from the Posik. That's all what the Shlokish is saying, but not he's saying what you should do. If there's also, what's the Gemara's Kashi Belechzi Heichinig? For Kaponim, that's the Mahalchim Tulim Shat in this Gemara. Now we're going to have a Drash Shat in the Pasuk. Dorish Rabbi Zeire, Omri Lo Toni Rabbi Yosef. Maidachsig, let's go to the beginning of the Pasuk. Toshis Choshech Vihiloilo Oisilmois Kolchaisa Yoha. Toshis Choshech Vihiloilo Ze Oilam Hazeh Shedoyma Lelaila. This is a drash. The whole Oilam Hazeh is Doyma Lelaila. Boy Silmois Kolchaisa Yoha. Now, in this Laila of Oilam Hazeh, by Silma is Kolchaisa Yo, Eilu Rishoyin Sheboy, Shedoyme, Shedoymim Lechaye Shebiyav. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Eilu Rishoyim Sheboy. Shemenichim Lehem, Amurdeke Rashi, Yecholis Malech Berisham. That means in the Laila, in the Cheshches of Olam Hazeh, so the Rishoyim on this world seem we let them do what they want to do. Shemenichalam yecholus lalech berishon, ve'ein ifloy mehen, and they're not punished on this world. That is the anhoge of Olam Hazeh, which is daimed lalayla. Tizrach Hashemesh, but after the Olam Hazeh ends, and it's Tizrach HaShemesh, so then there's a different Seder. Ye'oseifun ve'omainoisom yirbotsu. Tizrach HaShemesh la'tzadikim. Ye'oseifun rishoim le'gehenem. But after the Olam Hazeh ends, it's Tizrach HaShemesh lo'olam haba. Velmeinosom yirbotsum ha-tzadikim, the tzadikim, the yeisefin, then the rishoyim will go into Gehenim. They'll all go into Gehenim. Velmeinosom and tadeh dire yirbotsum. Yeah. Velmeinosom yirbotsum ma'oi noisom, der dire. Ein lecha kol tzadik v'tzadik she'ein loi moder lefik moidai. That means that the dire in Olam Haba is not a standard dire, but it's ma'oi noisom. Each one has a different moin, each one has a different dire. She'ein loy model of ikvoida. Each tzaddik is a model of ikvoida. Yeitzei odom lefoloi, yeitzei tzaddikim lekabel schorom, I'd just like to mention two things. Hachavrusa Rabbi Yehuda Kerter wanted to say, Yeitzei Odom Lefoloi, so Apoloi, the Gemara says, Yetzu Tzadikim Rekabo Tzchorah. So he wanted to shtel to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Nefesh Achayim, Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, says, Olam Habe is not a davar nifrod. A person on this world creates his Olam Habe. That means it's not the, there's an Olam Habe. His Olam Habe, Ki Poyel Adam Yishalem Loi. So that what he made, that's what he's going to get. He makes it himself. Each person makes, he says, the person makes his Gehenim, the person makes his Olam Haba. He's a self-made man. Whatever he gets, he made for himself. So it's very meduyik, the loshen yeitze odom lepoloi, what he made. That's what the person made, that is his schar, that's what he's going to get. And the pasuk ends, ulavaydosoi adei orev, b'mi shehishlem avaydosoi adei orev. So Rashi says, ad yoim moisoi. So there's two pshatim over here. There's one pshat, the Inyaki wants to say, and the Leo wants to say. The Gemara says in the Masechtas Kedushin that a person is toya ala rishonis. That means he was a tzaddik his whole life, and he was toya ala rishonis, so he loses his olam haba. So memele, so mi shavaydosoi adei oret. That means, the Yetzer Adam lefolo if the Aveda was Adei Orev, till Yom Yisrael. But if at the end he was Toyal Rishonis, he loses it. That's one pshat. And another pshat, the Ben Yehuda wants to say, Adei Orev, Avedosai Adei Orev, if he did his Aveda completely, that means, besides what a person has responsibilities on himself, Hakil Arevim Zelozet. One is responsible for someone else's actions also. So, if he did his Avoida Adei Orev, he did the Arvis to Kechelik also. That means that what was mutal on him. There's a Murdike going in Mishlei. The going says in Mishlei that if he sees that someone is doing wrong, so he should be Mechiachim. Mechiach means actually. About Kaponim, he should tell him not. That's my business. Let him do it. No, he should be mechiyachim. So the goyin says, what will be if he won't listen to you? So the goyin says, manusher. If he listens to you, so you have a schar and all his mitzvahs, because all his mitzvahs came about through you. Valdik. And if he doesn't listen to you, tzalkoponim, you have a schar for that, you are mechiyachim. That means, schoroi beitoi. There's a Mordeke Maise. There was once, the Chofetz Chaim once went into a shtot. There was no mikveh in the shtot. So he went to the people, he told them, no mikveh. So he said, well, tell you the truth, we don't have any money, we can't build a mikveh. So he asked him, is there any wealthy people in the shtot? So he said, yeah, there's one wealthy person, he could build a mikveh, but he doesn't give money for such things. Right? So he went to this wealthy person, he told him, no, the shtot needs a mikveh. So the wealthy person told him, he said, weren't you informed I don't give money for such things? So the Chofetz Chaim said, yes, I was informed. But before I spoke to you, it was my responsibility. If I speak to you, it's your responsibility. I couldn't talk. Baal Kaponim, there's a chiev of Arvis. There's a chiev of so Avaydosei Adei Orev, if he did his Avayde B'Shleimit, with Adei Orev, the Alves, the Kechiyah also, then it's Yetzei Odom Lefogah.